Explosions signaled the latest clashes between Ukrainian security forces and pro-Russian militants near the eastern Ukrainian city of Slovyansk, where self-appointed mayor Vyacheslav Ponomaryov rejected Kiev's authority.
They have always been occupiers and remain so. Everything we are doing, we do not for ourselves, but for the people. Let them determine their destiny.
Elsewhere in eastern Ukraine, signs abound of a deepening conflict. United Nations human rights monitor Yvonne Simonovic.
The human rights monitoring mission has received information that about 250 people have been killed, including local residents, national security forces, and armed groups. Any further arming of protesters and their transformation into paramilitary groups must immediately stop. Armed groups should be urgently disarmed.
In Washington, the White House continues to look ahead to next Sunday's presidential election as a critical step to bringing the crisis in Ukraine under control. Spokesman Jay Carney.
Our focus and the focus of the OSCE and the Ukrainian government and all of our partners in this effort is on ensuring that those elections are able to go forward. And the OSCE has reported that the preparations, the technical preparations for the elections, are proceeding well.
The situation in Ukraine is one of several crises that have emboldened domestic critics of the Obama administration's handling of foreign policy. Former Vice President Dick Cheney told Fox News Sunday the president has repeatedly shown he can be, quote, pushed around by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.